Simply Done, the podcast network.
What's the matter?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Mole comes upstairs. He starts in like, I'm with this guy that's laying out up on the top balcony.
Yeah? Get by the thing, see if your mic's working. Come on, sit the fuck down.
Relax,
sit the fuck down.
I got things
sit
I
the
do.
Fuck down.
Shut this off.
Okay, what happened now?
Mole opens up the door. I didn't even see this guy upstairs because there's like two levels outside, and Mole goes, "Whoa!"
Yeah.
And I didn't pay it. I didn't even see this guy sitting there. I was seated on the over at the table. And Mole's acting like, "Whoa, I gotta get out of here. I don't wanna be involved with this. Like I'm doing some gay shit." You know, this gay fucking shit better calm the fuck down, or I'm gonna find a way and end it all.
What are you talking about?
Mole's bullshit.
Hey, nobody. Dudes.
Hey, Mole.
Whoa, hey, Scaremaster man. Whoa. Do I get headphones?
Yeah, right there. It's all right. What happened upstairs? Perry's losing his mind.
There we are. I got my cans on.
All right.
Whoa.
All right.
Are we doing the show now?
In just a second.
Start real over. Quick.
No.
About that,
shut up.
About that.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Shut
fuck
up.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Sit down.
Shut up.
Shut up. Sit down. We're starting the show. Hit the music.
Take my pills now.
I got the old man's gun.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the podcast network studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. I'm Don Barris.
I'm Maul.
Don't even ask who I am because I'm pissed.
Well, then, you know what? That's I couldn't think of a better way to start the show, to tell you the truth. Now, what happened?
I know who it is. It's Perry.
Yeah, it is Perry. What I'm a little confused about, Perry came down here in a crazy mood. What happened upstairs?
I got to apologize, Scaremaster, man. I'm sorry, man. That is my fault.
What happened?
I should have knocked before I went out into the roof deck.
Mole opens up the door.
I know. I didn't knock. I didn't know. He's up there, okay? He's up there. There's another dude up there. And whatever. You know what?
What?
As everybody knows, we're in a secret location in West Hollywood, and things happen here. He's a good-looking guy. Maybe he met a guy, and the guy was starstruck.
Look,
I don't know what happened.
Look.
But there was a guy with his shirt off.
The guy that was above.
You don't have to explain anything.
Deck.
I should have knocked.
Stupid
it's
fuck.
My fault.
Retard.
Exactly. I won't do it again.
Retard.
I will knock next time.
Retard.
I apologize. What you do is
apologize
your business.
Apologize for what?
For not knocking.
Knocking for what? I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well,
I didn't even see the fucking guy.
Clearly, I caught you in the throes of a tryst.
Clearly, your brain is
Perry,
fucking
Perry,
twisted.
Let me try to help you with this, okay? Perry came down here and he started with all this stuff about he doesn't want anybody calling him gay anymore.
Right.
And this is kind of pointing towards that direction, if you know what I mean. So
Well.
Yeah. I didn't do a fucking thing, Jagoff.
I know. It was
I didn't
me.
Even see the fucking guy, Jagoff.
You didn't see the guy, Jagoff?
No, I didn't see anybody.
Wait a second. What?
Jerk off.
I don't want to know what you
moron.
Guys are doing.
I don't even
don't
know who this fucking guy is.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Just drop it. Did you see him jacking off up there?
No. I walked in. I saw for 1 second. I saw Perry looked really scared. Like, oh my God, what are you doing here? And the guy stood up in his chair and he didn't have any shirt on. And it was just awkward and I felt terrible. And Perry, I apologize. It won't happen again.
Yeah, right.
Okay, beautiful. Then we can start the show then. All right, now, if you've never heard our show before, we were the stars of the cult classic film Windy City Heat, and now we've got our own podcast. We were on Ace Broadcasting, but now we are recording from a secret location in West Hollywood, California. One of the things that makes us different than any other podcast, radio show, or even television show in this day and age, what we're here to do...
Turn my volume down.
We talk about pulp culture
down,
and what makes us different.
Down,
we then also talk about our
down,
own personal lives. Perry, what the fuck is your problem?
He's
today?
Got my fucking volume up and I'm
let
taking my headphones off.
Let me just see. All right, try it now.
Fucking animals, the both of you.
Is it working?
No, it's okay, not working.
All right, let me turn it down then. Try it now.
Christ.
How about now?
Test.
It's still fucking way
Harry,
too loud.
Shut up.
Lower. Hello.
How's this?
That's better.
Okay.
God.
Now, one thing that we should start off with right away. Neil Leeds from Leeds Mattresses is no longer part of our show.
What?
Yeah. People were picking on him and calling him and saying things about him. Even somebody talked about, and this is what ticks me off. Somebody got in touch with him and talked about buying a mattress from him and saying that there was urine on it and it was lumpy. I know for a fact the people that saw that online, this guy is lying. Neil Leeds would not sell bedding that is even close to being poor.
He's known as the most quality bed salesman in the entire
absolutely
California
in the country.
And we're very sad to lose him as part of the show. He was going to.
You know what is sad? You know what really
what
is sad?
It?
It turns out he will be beat
what
by
do you mean?
Pranksters.
You know, Mole.
He won't be beat by the price.
No
but
way,
he will
you
be
won't beat
beat
his
by
price.
Prankster.
That might be the smartest thing that you've ever said, Mark.
Right?
Yeah.
What about that time when I said you shouldn't eat that dirt?
Well, I wasn't really eating dirt.
Oh, I was eating the dirt.
Exactly. So, guys, if you're out there and you're listening, please leave Neil Leeds alone. Don't try to call him. I know his phone number's been out there. Don't try to write funny things on the internet about him because he's no longer part of Simply Done, the podcast network, the Big Three, and of course, there is not going to be a show, Pillow Talk, with Neil Leeds.
It's called respect.
Yeah, I know it.
It's called respect. Well, when you don't show respect, how do you expect to get respect in return?
How do you expect respect?
I get fucking pissed off when everybody gives me shit.
Who gives you shit?
I get a bunch of cocksuckers online that do the same thing to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
they say I'm gay. They keep bringing up the Randy Callahan matter, which Randy Callahan matter was 1992.
Right. If they bring up the
what
thing that happened
this?
Today.
I think it's almost 2012.
Exactly. If they brought up Randy Callahan, that's wrong because it's a long time ago. If they brought up what happened today in mid-September in 2011 up on the roof in West Hollywood, different
that's still
story.
Wrong.
Current event.
It's still wrong.
What do you mean it's wrong?
Because I don't know the guy that was on the above deck.
Whoa, so you were
I
the bottom.
It. Whoa. This is unbelievable.
You know the outside has two decks. I didn't even recognize that there was a second
deck. I don't want to hear
He doesn't want to see you in that way. Well, you know what we should do to start out today's show? Kind of right at the beginning. We should do this. It's where you, the home listener, can be part of the Big Three Fun. You send $10 to us and you get yourself a $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Now, if you've never heard the show before, and you want to be part of the fun here at the Big Three Podcast, you can send us $10, $10 cash, no checks, no money orders, none of that legal shit. You send it to 7510 Sunset Boulevard, number 153. That's Hollywood, California, 90046. Send that to us, and you will get yourself a shout-out where you can say something to anybody, and it's a lot of people have had fun. Today, unfortunately, we don't have any shout-outs, except for one, really. Now, if you're not familiar, when we were still at Ace Broadcasting, to try to get money for the studio, we had an auction where we had a Neil Leeds bed, we had your neck brace that you actually
I remember
wore.
When Neil Leeds was on the show.
Yeah. But the guys out there started calling him and saying things that weren't nice. And now, Neil Leeds runs a family business, for God's sake. He can't be messing around with this.
I make a comment about
the
Neil?
The language that we use? Go ahead.
Neil would call me up profusely late at night, like about 9, 10 o'clock at night, and start ragging on me, thinking, I wouldn't say ragging, but he'd start getting on my case over the matter. He goes, the first thing out of his mouth would be, have you talked to Don today? And then he'd start railroading in on all this garbage the phone calls that he got, the emails that he got. And, I mean, this was like one or two days ago, and I called Mary Jane after my phone call. I believe it was 2 days ago. Was it 2 days ago or yesterday? Okay.
By the way, we forgot to say hello to Mary Jane.
Hi, Mary Jane.
How are you, Mary Jane?
Hello.
Oh, it's nice.
I'm good.
Good, very good. Anyway, you were saying.
Real quick, you know, about Neil, he's a real nice guy and everything, but You know, he sounds like he's an obsessive drug user or something with the way he was talking
right,
to me.
All right, stop right there. Stop.
You know
right
what? First
there.
Off, he's as clean as something that's clean. And you know what? You shouldn't call people some stuff like, you know, that they're not.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly why he's no longer part of the Big Three podcast, because people got in his face. And
people used to say I was on drugs and stuff.
Well, you were.
Yeah.
I mean, he was getting really outraged, and that kind of bugged me about the way everybody's bothering him. And then he goes, look, man, he goes, I own a family company. And he goes, this pillow talk and stuff. And then he goes, just Google my name. And then he would start stuttering, just Google my name. And I'm thinking, oh, my God.
You're the guy that gets on Mole for going up and finding you with some guy sunbathing.
I'm not stairs. With some guy.
All right, but
I didn't
all
see
right.
the guy.
That, you know what that is? That's a rumor. And now you're saying the same thing about Neil. Neil's as clean as a whistle, for God's sake.
Oh, good.
That's it. Clean as a whistle.
Exactly.
Okay, good.
So what you don't want to do is you don't want to start.
I don't want to start.
But anyway,
any
point
garbage.
is just to kind of wrap up the Neil lead saying, please, whatever you do, leave Neil alone.
Exactly.
Don't call him. Don't write about him. I say to the fans out there of the Big Three podcast, please stop bothering Neil Leeds. Now,
in a prank matter. But if you want to get a good mattress and a good bed, shop.
Hey,
at
stop,
Leeds
stop,
mattress.
Stop. No, he's no longer a sponsor. So don't push his product.
All right, then go to Costco and buy your stuff. You'll get it for a third of the price.
All right. We ran an auction where you could get a bed from Neil Leeds, a neck brace.
Why are you
brace.
Talking about Neil Leeds? Because.
Because it was what was part of the thing. You got your neck brace that you wore that after. You had your broken neck
right.
operation where we had everyone sign that.
Right.
Well, anyway, the winner of that auction was a guy, Rucka Rucka Ali. And one of the things that he got for winning that auction was he got a free $10 shout-up, but he got to do it himself. So if we could, this is the great Rucka Rucka Ali.
What's up, bitches? It's Rucka Rucka. Suck my motherfucking dick if you ain't one of Rucka's knuckas. Ali! It's my $10 shout-out for I torched this $10 rock and pop you in the back of the fucking skull. The Glock. Shout-out my peoples at Pine Grove Records, my peoples in West B, all the Ruckus Knuckers. What's up, Don Mole, Perry?
Yeah. Oh, I'm Perry Caravello. I'm a big star now. I'm so rich and famous. I got paid $10 million to do Windy City Heat.
Well, fuck you then, motherfucker. You a big star, huh? Deleting motherfuckers on Facebook. All right, y'all, that's it for me. So congratulations to the Big Three. Y'all got a new studio. Ain't no one gonna tell you what the fuck to say now. It's free speech. It's America, motherfucker. Ruckus Knuckles for life.
Ruckus Knuckles.
Wow. Rucka Rucka Ali.
Much respect.
Let me explain something to Rucka Rucka Ali. Rucka Rucka Ali, if you got your ears on,
Perry's got mad love for you.
Piece of shit.
Whoa.
Number one, $10 million, I never got paid. That was a lawsuit that I bitched about.
Oh, so
I never got paid that amount of money for doing Windy City Heat.
Perry, you're not sounding like a knucker right now.
No, you're not. Not at all.
I'm not, because I got no respect for the guy that thinks he knows what he's talking about, because I never got that kind of money
for reals.
For doing this
for reals,
for real, real, not reals.
For reals, you got no mad love for Rucka Rucka.
No,
I can't get with that.
For shizzle my nizzle, I guess. By the way,
yeah.
Rucka Rucka, big fan of the show, and we're very glad to have him. And that was Rucka Rucka's $10 shout out.
$10 shout out.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was the $10 show. Keep in mind, if you want to be part of the fun here, send $10 to us, and you can get your own little shout-out. Mo, what has been going on with you? I never even talked to you anymore. What's been happening with you? Anything?
You know what?
What's that?
Not really a lot of stuff.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wait. You know what it is? See
what?
My shirt? I went, they were getting rid of my brother. They were getting rid of my brother Eddie's storage unit back home. They were closing it up. And,
wait a minute, you have a brother?
He's my identical twin brother, Eddie.
Wait a minute. You have a twin brother?
You know, I told you about Eddie.
I don't remember you
How
ever
many brothers
telling
and
me.
Sisters do you have?
I don't want to talk about my family right now, okay? But I haven't.
I know about your father.
Yeah.
He was a one-time cop, wasn't
he's
he?
He's a rogue cop.
But at one time, was he a cop?
Yeah, but he was a special cop. He's a rogue cop. And
that's a government official.
Right. Okay. Well, someone plays by their own rules.
Yeah.
But my brother Eddie ran track for Yale, and he was really heavily into experimental stuff on animals and stuff, but he disappeared, so... No one's seen him for a lot of years, but he had a lot of stuff in his storage unit. My mom just sent me a bunch of his stuff, like his shirts and some like syringes
Very
for
cool,
animals,
but
full
this
of animal
is...
serum.
What?
That's a long story.
Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned Eddie. How many brothers do you have, honestly?
I really got to kind of figure that out, man, because
Do you have any sisters?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I know you got a sister.
Shut the fuck up, Perry.
Well, you said you got a sister. Yeah, I met an Elizabeth Barris on a film set one time.
Well, that has nothing to do with me.
Okay. Because I think the Barris name is a very small community.
No, it isn't.
George Barris. Barris Jr.
Okay.
The Barris Automobile.
Scaremaster would like my sister Jolinda, who used to be a foot model.
What?
Yeah.
Really? How old is she?
She is younger than I am. Happy birthday. Cake.
You're
candles.
My age.
I'm trying to figure out how many candles are on a cake. Okay, so when I was saying she had how many candles.
Let's just forget it. Can we move on, please?
Jolinda.
She's what, your age, Scaremaster? No, I said she's younger than me, dude.
And my age is the same age as you, dude.
No, dude.
Yeah, dude.
You have a brother, don't you? He's the
I
one
got
that ripped
older
you
brothers.
Off.
I
Which
got one,
one
brother? The middle son ripped me on my oldest brother off. Yes.
Which brother was that?
Brian.
What did he do again?
He robbed.
Is that LeBrant?
Liberante. LeBrant was one name that he owned.
How do you own a name?
By changing your name from your birth name to another name.
Like when you were Caramello?
Carabello.
So he's no longer a Caramello? He changed it?
Look, there was never a Caramello.
Yes, there was.
Bar.
Yes, there was. I see it everywhere. Right, now.
C-A-R-A-V-
as in car.
C-A-R-A-V-
See, even you can't remember.
If you'd shut the fuck up.
You
while
shut
I'm talking,
the fuck up. I'm trying to tell you what your name is.
C-A-R as in car.
B-M-E-L-O.
B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B-B My favorite ELO song? Is that what you're asking?
I'll tell you this. If you ever listen to the song Fire on High from, I believe it's Face the Music, the very first song on that CD is called Fire on High. And if you listen to it, it sounds like they say Don Barris.
Whoa.
Don Barris.
You are freaking
very
me out.
Very slow.
By the way, so people should look that up there on... Get that song Fire on High and tell me if that is true. A lot of people really have gotten into the fact they never knew about the fact that we made Windy City Heat is kind of like the video for the album Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. People didn't know that, and now they're getting in touch with us like crazy. Another thing that the people on the internet really are interested in is, again, Cookie Caramello. They're going crazy about that. Now, here's the thing that happened this past week. Perry, one day... Now, first of all, how old is Cookie now?
85.
Now,
Caravello, his name is
85
Chris.
85 years young.
Yeah.
You got in touch
Today's
with me.
Today's my
other...
aunt's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why I want to get over there by 6.
You know
Good
what?
Luck with that.
For dinner.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No shot in hell.
Where does she all live?
Right. Near me.
Okay, let's get back to this. In the Navy, he was a cook, and he was known as Cookie.
No, he wasn't.
All right, you don't know that. You don't nothing about...
You don't
about...
know. We're telling you the history of your father in the military.
Yeah, sure.
All right, anyway, well, here's the crazy thing. He's 85 years old, and the other day, you tried to get in touch with me, and you said, I need $4,000.
Right.
And then you told
he's
me...
he's been bugging me for money.
You gave him money, right?
I gave him six.
You gave him $6,000?
Yes.
For what?
For his eyes. Because he's going blind. He's diabetic. And he's going blind.
So what was he getting for his eyes?
eye surgery, a new lens.
And so did it work?
The first surgery they fucked up because
you got on a Groupon?
Oh, Christ.
Talking to
the VA, those VA fuckers fucked his eye up.
The vegetable drink?
The veterans.
Veterans. Veterans Administration.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Those cocksuckers ruined his one eye.
Hey, you know what? This is not the time to be putting down the brave men and women.
I will put down the brave men and women that don't know how to fucking be doctors when they're supposed to be fucking veterans.
All right. Well, we're not talking about that. What we're talking about is you text me, and I just want to know where your head's at with this.
Because I'm crazy right now.
You said that you wanted to borrow $4,000 from me. Not even borrow. You needed $4,000
from
me.
For my dad's eye surgery.
Now, he's 85 years old.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He's bitching about, I'm going to go blind. When you needed help, I paid for your help.
This is what he's saying to
you.
And you've already given him $6,000.
Yeah, and he needs another $4,000.
And then you came to me.
And asked for help from you.
And then you said in a text that I should do the right thing and give you the money.
If you can.
No, you didn't say that.
I didn't say that, but I'm saying it now.
Okay, but what you did is you said, do the right thing and give me the money, and then you had about 62 exclamation points.
Oh, that's it?
All right, but the point is Perry,
I know, it's crazy. But Perry, I told you
I put all my money into the studio. I know. Okay? Come on, man.
Look, forget it. My dad is a fucking ballistic maniac, and I don't even want to deal with him right now.
Can I ask one question?
Shoot.
If he goes blind, is he still going to be able to cook?
How are those men
on the ship going to eat if he's blind?
He's not.
If he knows
the ship
if he's grabbing,
anymore.
Supposed to be grabbing salt,
no.
And he grabs like alum, like in a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Well, if he does that,
this is not a cartoon.
My guess would be that he'd have to have an assistant, because I think that cooking is kind of like, it's like a stick shift. Once you get used to it, you can do it in your sleep, basically. And I think that what he'll have to do is he'll have to have an assistant standing by him.
What if he's sitting on the bow of the ship and he sees a Japanese battleship come up
with torpedoes? Does very well.
He's not
going to
see it. He's not going to see it. He's going to be blind. He's going to be sitting on the bow of the ship. And there's going to be a Japanese destroyer right off the port, and he's not going to even see it.
Well, I hate this train now. I don't think he's part of the military anymore.
He hasn't been a part of the military for years.
Was he dishonorably discharged from the military?
They kicked out Cookie?
What's that?
They kicked out Cookie?
World War II ended. Duh.
And plus, I think he did a lot of things on the ship that later he had to go to trial on.
The Admiral and the...
Yes. Neil Leeds is gone, and I just want to say to the people, please do not bother him. It's enough.
Leave Neil alone.
Thank you, Perry. But we still do have one sponsor with us, and we do need sponsors. So if you want your product out there and you want to make a lot of money, sponsor the Big Three Podcast. Now, we do have one sponsor left. It's ASM Plumbing and Porn. ASM Plumbing and Porn is your one stop for all your plumbing and hardcore man-on-man porn concerns. Call 440-731-9338. Hi, friends. It's your old pal from the cult classic film Windy City Heat and from the podcast that makes you glad that you're internet savvy, the Big Three Podcast. Well, I'm here to talk to you once again about an American company that has broken new business ground. Two brothers from Ohio took a very, very successful plumbing business, and they combined it with their true love, hardcore man-on-man porn. And that's how they formed ASM Plumbing and Porn. Now, we're supposed to have the VO from Terrifying Tim, who's the new spokesman for him.
That sounds good.
But we don't have that.
Can we have it next week?
I would hope so. That's what I'm kind of hoping. But now I kind of feel bad because we're supposed to be doing a commercial. And
we could do a commercial.
But who's going to be the spokesman?
We could do my commercial.
For ASM Plumbing and Porn?
No, Scary Perry Skateboard.
Okay, well, that comes during your 60 seconds.
Well, my 60 seconds.
It's
go!
No, it's not ready. We got to finish ASM Plumbing and Porn.
Well, then let's finish ASM Plumbing and Porn. You got it in your hands? You read it.
Well, this is the old one from when you...
Well, then you read it.
I'm not going to...
It's in your hands. Read it.
Read it. Go, 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 go!
No, I think you should read it.
No, I think you should read it.
What do you think? Should we have him read it?
No, I don't want to read it.
Perry?
Read it.
All right, you know what? This is why you're stupid, Perry.
I'm not stupid. I'm just an argument of bastard!
All right, here's why I say you're stupid. Because
what? Give me the fucking commercial.
Okay, let me just explain something to you. You lost this job. I know for a fact Terrifying Tim is now doing commercials that are going to air.
And making $1 zillion.
I don't think he's making $1 zillion. That's a little
bit outrageous.
All
right, he's making $1,000 a day. That's enough.
All right. Well, you lost out on that because you couldn't read this right. Do you want to try to show it to him again? And read it professional. Try to do the best job you can.
Hi, boys and girls. Hi, my name is Scary Perry. Yeah, Scary Perry Caravello from the Big Three Podcast and from the cult classic film Windy City Heat. I'm here today because I want my fans to know that when I'm playing with myself, the Scaremaster is playing a homophobic, racist, male chauvinistic, moronic fool. But when I'm away from the gang, I love watching hardcore man-on-man gay porn. I consider myself straight because even though I've only committed one gay act back in the day, I found that I didn't like it. Just because I didn't like my experience back in 1992, almost 20 fucking years ago, it does mean that I can't enjoy watching hardcore man-on-man porn. Oh my God. And again, my name, Scary Perry Caravello, for ASM Plumbing and Porn.
That's ASM Plumbing and Porn, 440-731-9338. Wow, I got to tell you, after a day of sunbathing with men, you really...
A day of sunbathing with men?
Yeah, you stepped that one up.
Hey, wait a second, you guys! Oh, oh, oh!
You're very vocal today.
Yeah, because you guys all think I'm fucking gay!
I don't think you're fucking gay.
All right, so then I think I'm gay.
Ever since your manager put into your contract that you get 60 seconds to talk about whatever you want for 60 seconds, I've always thought you were great. And I think maybe it's time for that right now. Go!
To get a Scary Perry skateboard or skateboard t-shirt, go online to www.scaryperry. Skateboards is spelt S as in Sam, K as in King, the number 8, and boards! BOARDS.com. Order. There's coming to be a fifth board in the collection of Scary Perry skateboards. It'll be a black bottom 10-inch wide double kick fashioned cut tail board. Again, it's a more stylish 10-wide double kick, but it is, of course, Scary's Back in Black model. And no, I don't have Back in Black's
authority. Yeah, you're going to get sued for that.
They're not going to sue me.
Yeah, they are.
These guys are friends of mine. No. Stop!
All right, that was 60 seconds with Perry.
I didn't even get to see my prices.
Well, you got to go through it. You got to get to it. You got to rehearse it. You have 60 seconds.
Well, if you want my
prices. No, shut up. I'll let it out. They'll find out next week.
All
right, they'll find out next week.
That's a real cliffhanger to find out what goes on next week.
You should do a Terrifying Tim award. Those are super popular. Those are selling like crazy.
You know what? I think since the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I think Terrifying Tim, because of what he did to help out.
Oh, he didn't put up the fucking money.
People have really
he did not put up the fucking money.
Even his snowboards, they are selling
they're
like
not
crazy.
Selling because they're not even on the market.
Anyway, we took care of the business. That's the business for today. Now, is that a phone call?
Is it Quincy?
I don't know.
He's fucked, you guys.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello, is this the Bok Choy Boy Toy Hotline?
What are you
no, it's the Big Three.
Boy
it's the Big Three.
Oh, hello, Big Three. How is everyone?
We're pretty good. How are you, dude?
Toy boy, toy.
I must admit, Mole, I'm a bit under the weather, and I could use a touch of medicine.
You mean HN?
Precisely.
Oh, Mr. Adams, you're not doing that.
Mr. Bums, here's what's what. I looked at Mole's remarkable weight loss and figured I should jump on the bandwagon too. Maybe shed some pounds before I shop for my fall wardrobe.
Mr. Adams, I'm sure you look fine, right, Perry?
Heroin and what's that other one?
Narcotics.
Listen, all of you. You want the truth?
Yeah.
I hate my hips. I hate them.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. So are you going to do a joke or what? I mean...
Oh, God, yes, I am. Here we are.
Why do you hate your hips, mister?
What is the largest living ant in the world?
An elephant.
Oh,
Wunderbar, Mole.
That's a good one.
Now I'm heading to Alvarado and Pico to get right. Toodles.
Well, there
an
you
elephant.
Go. That's
he's been. You know what
John
happened?
Quincy.
He found my old stash, and he started doing the HN.
Oh, no. That's all.
Heroin, and what's that other one again?
Entire narcotics in general.
Now, if you're not familiar with John Quincy Adams, John Quincy Adams, of course, was the producer of Windy City Heat.
Wasn't he one of the producers?
Well, he was one of the producers, but he was the guy that really got the ball rolling. What would you say he did on that movie, Mole?
He was the visionary. He was the Saul.
Yeah.
He was the British guy on the phone.
Right, and he was the guy that continued to stick around. He's kind of been around.
Stuck with us when no one else would.
Exactly. So
didn't he provide me with Jiggly Wriggly?
I think he did on your request.
What?
Because all those other broads that were in the casting call were...
What do you mean? Oh, that day?
Yeah. There was like a dozen chicks there, and there were two that I liked, but...
Which two?
The one that had the real nice body.
The black girl?
No, not that one. There was one that was all over me. She was kind of flat, but
like her performance? Her performance?
No, her body.
Oh.
Now you're talking about From Windy City Heat.
That
scene actually made it into the movie, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
I think.
There was the black girl. She was kind of cute. I would date her. But, I mean, I wouldn't stay with her.
Why not?
Why? Because you're racist?
No, it's not that I'm racist.
But why wouldn't you stay?
Look, dude, I've gone out with several black girls before.
Tell us about it.
Why? Is this man on man?
Should we do that?
Let's do guy
talk. We shouldn't
do
man on man. I'd rather do guy talk. This guy, I'm telling you, ever since I went to the roof.
Yeah, oh, what did you see? You opened up the door and you saw the second.
He doesn't want to hear
this. He doesn't want to see you that way. All right, well, let's do this. Right now, shut the fuck up, Perry. Why do you got to interrupt the only thing that I get to do?
Because...
Shut up. Okay, what we got here, we got three guys sitting around at a secret location in West Hollywood just talking about the ladies. Once again, it's time for Guy Talk.
Oh, yeah. It's Guy Talk. Gonna talk about the ladies. Guy talk. Ooh.
Now, which chicks do you want me to talk about? The ones from Windy City Heat? The ones that I've dated? Or do you want to talk about that bowling ball you've been sucking through that fucking garden hose?
What?
Isn't that what you like to do on a fucking crazy-ass day when you can't get any real pussy? Oh, wait. You've been getting some
real
pussy.
Wait a second. Hold on. Just a second. Let me ask you something, Perry. You're one to talk. Mole caught you up sunbathing with some
I wasn't sunbathing, God damn it.
What'd you see, Mole?
There's a dude. There's another dude.
On an upper deck.
And this dude doesn't want to think about it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. How can you respond to that, Perry?
Because I didn't even see the other dude until Mo opened the door.
I heard a lot of guys shut their eyes when they do things.
Oh, my God. I opened the door. I walked to the table right off the ledge. Now, to the left, which I never knew that I never paid attention to stairs there, there's a staircase and another deck. I never knew any of the... Blah. Can't even talk right now. I never knew there was another deck out there.
You know what? May I interrupt you real quick?
Yeah, I never realized
that. Maybe that's God making you not be able to talk because what you're talking about is so fucking boring. Now, you really wanted to get into guy talk today.
All right, let's talk about the guy talk.
All right, go.
Yeah, about the women's, the ones on Windy City Heat.
No, I want to know why you wouldn't have stayed with the black girl.
The one in Windy City Heat, why I wouldn't be dating her?
I think that's what we were
talking
about.
You said you
would
date her, but you wouldn't stay with her.
Well, she's not my type. She's not an Italian chick. She's not sexy like Denise Russo. I mean, you know. I really shouldn't be saying her last name.
Who's Denise Russo?
Now that you did.
That's okay.
Who's Denise Russo?
She's one hot babe that I met at this set called Spiel It.
Spiel It. Where was this? And when was this?
In downtown LA.
When was this?
A few weeks ago.
Were you doing extra work?
I was an audience member with Lydia.
Lydia?
Yeah.
Okay, I remember Lydia.
You know Lydia.
Yeah.
My long lost old friend from way back in the 80s with her brother
okay.
is a musician.
Okay, it doesn't matter. It's not that explanation's going to mean nothing.
It means nothing because you're not into music like I am.
Oh, really?
But yes, you are. What am I talking about? You've okay. got more. You've got more music CDs and more record albums than fucking Dr. Demento. Oh, oh, oh!
Boy, you are on fire. Nothing really to say, but you are on fire today. So tell me about this girl. Are you not allowed to talk about her?
No, I can talk about her. I mean, you know, the black chick on set, which the name I don't even know. Denise is a doll and a half.
So you just look at her as the black chick.
On the film set, I'll say, yeah, I'll just look at her as the black chick because I don't remember her name, and that's it. But Denise, when I met her, it was like my eyes were opened. And wow. I mean, wow.
Wow what?
Wow, she's an Italian girl, hot body, great mover, meaning, you know, she knows how to dance and stuff.
Does she know Mole or myself?
I don't think so.
Did
but
you ask
she,
her?
I kind of asked her if she's heard of the big three, and she said no, she's never heard of us. But I think she does now. I mean, after she looked my stuff up on the internet and stuff. So I think she knows who you and Mole are and things. And I also
when you
mentioned
meet some
Windy City Heat.
When you meet somebody, do you mention that you were in the movie Windy City Heat?
Yeah. I mentioned that I'm the star of the cult classic on Comedy Central, Windy City Heat. And sometimes they go, oh, yeah, I remember that movie. You know, sometimes they say that, and sometimes they go, I never heard of that film. You know, so it's. And some of the people that act like, oh, I never heard of that movie. You know, it's like, please. It's the attitude that you see coming out of them when they're like, I never heard of that film. Like, who the fuck do you think you are? It's like, I don't even need to talk to you if you're going to give me that attitude.
Yeah, absolutely not. If you're going to give you that kind of attitude. Well, anyway, this has really been a great guy talk. You really opened up some things that we never knew before about your relationship with women. Like, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That was it. I like Eric's style. He knows when it's over.
It's not over with.
Oh, it's stop. Over.
So anyway, that was another guy talking really bad today. Good job, Perry. Way to blow it.
It sounds like you got a new tech in there.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Eric Moreno is here today.
Eric Moreno. Cool.
Yeah. He is the younger brother of Dan Marino. Do you know who Dan Marino is?
I know a comedian, Dan Marino.
Let me ask you this, Perry. What's your favorite sports team of all?
You know my favorite teams.
All right, what?
They're all my home
Galaxy.
Teams.
Galaxy.
Galaxy is, where's the, isn't that a
Sparks?
Soccer team?
Yes, it is.
Is it the LA Galaxy or the?
The LA Galaxy, the LA Sparks.
I don't remember the Sparks.
Sparks is the WNBA team.
Ah, that's right.
Okay, but what is your favorite team? If you had to say your favorite team of all time.
Chicago Bears, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Chicago Blackhawks.
Who is your favorite Chicago Cub ever?
God.
He never played.
Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks, and he was in Windy City Heat.
Right.
Who is your second favorite?
I don't have one because I don't remember any of them.
You don't know anybody else's name from the Chicago Cubs and their history.
God, I am
what if
dirt.
I told you I will give you $10,000 if you can tell me one name of another Chicago Cub.
Just one Cub?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it, but what if I told you that? Could you name another guy?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Who's your favorite Chicago Bear then?
Started with Gale Sears and Brian Piccolo, and then Brian passed away, of course.
What? He did?
I forgot what kind of cancer.
Whoa, when did that happen?
Back in the late 60s, early 70s.
Wow.
Wait. You got to back it up, back it up.
We're talking the movie Brian Song. He was a very... There's the song.
If the hedge of time were hedge that I could hold, I can't.
Take it easy, Mole. Are you okay?
It's that stupid song.
It is that stupid song. All right, hey, this next segment is clearly the best thing that we do on this podcast. Again, this might be one of the best things done on the airwaves today. It's time once again for Mole Play.
Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Now, if you've never heard the show and you don't know what Mole Play is, we first have to do one quick word. Mole, can you tell us what you're supposed to say?
Yeah. Mole Play is in no way associated with Mole Play, the board game, a division of Perpetic Industries. But I think that lawsuit's going away because most of those kids died.
What happened?
Nothing.
Let's just, can you shed a little light on that?
Are you involved with a lawsuit?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, if... Mole Play is an improv game that we play here where Mole will set up a scenario, he'll set the cast, and then he directs the scene. Mole, what are we going to be doing on Mole Play today?
There's so many things to think about today. There's Perry being on the bottom of the deck upstairs on the roof with that guy, but I'm not going there,
Scaremaster.
Wait, before,
another little thing that we didn't even talk about, because the fans on Facebook, they've been going crazy about Perry's love of women's feet.
Well, maybe that'll come into play.
Can I bring that? Oh, I should have brought maybe up that, Carol, too.
Well, Carol.
Heather
who?
And Carol.
Really kind of derailing.
You know Heather
right
from downstairs.
Yeah, Heather. But yeah. We're going to set
and
the
Aunt
scene
Carol.
Right now.
Let me hear this real quick. Just go. Let them.
Okay, go ahead.
Right,
what happened?
All right.
What happened?
You know what happened that day when I was all over Heather's feet downstairs.
Yeah, like for some reason, a person that you met on the very first day, you felt comfortable
enough
to start grabbing
her
toes, saying this little piggy, and you
yeah.
said you would like to suck them, and
right.
you invited her to dinner. Yes, we know the whole story.
Okay. Her auntie, her aunt Carol, who is another hot babe, and actually it was kind of a way of getting Aunt Carol into the palm of my hand.
How's that?
Well, because when you've got two girls that you kind of got the eyes for, right, and you're not sure which one is going to grab for you, but you do want
both
the
of
one
them.
That, right, you do want them. I definitely want both of them. But if one's going to not.
You wanted Annie Carol more?
That's a 50-50 shot because, it all depends on. Which one would prefer being with me or not? But her auntie Carol is another hot piece of ass, and I'll.
Have you talked to her at all?
She emailed me on Facebook, telling me to leave my niece Heather alone, and that she's got the hots for me, and that she's always loved me, and this, that, and the other thing.
That is so sweet.
So I says, well, how
great
do
icebreaker?
And I kind of said to her, I go, well, how the hell do you think I want you? I go, this is the best way of wanting you, by going after your niece and then really getting you to fall in love with me even better.
Whoa, what a great strategy.
So
you really are a ladies' man.
Mole Play,
No.
Let's play.
No, Eric, you're a little early. I don't know if... anyway, when we start that, we'll kind of tell you when. I'll give you the cue. All right.
Should I set the scene?
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't you set the scene now?
Okay. This month is a tough month for America. Last week, we did our special 10th anniversary 9/11 show, if you guys remember. But this weekend, we are taping this show on an even almost as bad day, which was September 17th, which, you know, Perry knows what a terrible day in American history that was.
Why don't you explain it was, Perry?
I don't remember what happened on
Explain what it was, Perry.
I don't know
September 17th?
Yeah, what happened on
1862?
I don't know what happened in 1862. I wasn't around back then.
Battle of Antietam?
Come on, man.
Who's Antietam?
Oh,
McClellan stopped Lee's forces.
Jesus
in
Christ.
Sharpsburg? It was the bloodiest day in American history, over 23,000 casualties in one day.
And kind of what...
Where is this?
And what really kind of set the standard for the way we live life today, presently.
So I'm taking us way back to the Civil War.
Okay.
Oh, that's
and
what it is.
The last days of the Civil War, where we head to a southern plantation, a shell of its former self, the once majestic Chantilly Plantation. Now the only person who lives there is the beautiful Belle Fauntleroy. No farmhands are still there except for one last guy, Big Buck, the last big, still slave, giant black dude. Belle Fauntleroy has always loved Buck but couldn't tell him because society wouldn't permit it. And Buck always loved Belle Fauntleroy. So the Civil War is winding down and they know that they could finally be together. And Belle Fauntleroy makes her world-famous lemon cake and brings it down to the field for Buck, who's hungry. And they can hear the troops starting to come, and they know they only have a little time left. And Buck really wants to suck on Belle's toes, and he wants the lemon cake. What's going to happen? Dan, you're Belle Fauntleroy, the beautiful Southern lady. And Perry, you're Big Buck, who loves that Southern Belle. Mole play!
I do declare, Big Buck... Could you come by me for a moment, please?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? What the fuck are you
doing?
I
don't know.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Perry.
I guess mole play, right?
You're
I
know, Big
I know.
Buck.
I know.
Big Buck. You're a black guy. So
say, baby. What you be talking about?
You're a big, strong guy. You're like 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Okay, let me do this again. We'll start again.
Mole play.
Well, I do declare, Big Buck, could you come here for a moment, please?
Hold on. Hold the phone there, kid. Yeah.
What is a phone?
That's something Alexander Graham Bell just invented a few weeks ago. Shit.
Bell brings the cake over to Big Buck and starts feeding it to him.
No, thank you.
I made a little cake for you. It's lemon. Do you like lemon?
Yeah, sometimes.
Would you like a little bite?
I'll take a little bite, not a lot, though.
Oh, my, little bite. My goodness. Buck,
one bite will be fine.
Buck, your arms are so strong.
My right arm is a little dead, though, right now, you know?
What is that?
I kind of hurt myself.
From all your hard work?
Yeah,
Big
masturbating,
Buck?
You know? Kind of
oh,
hurt
Big
myself
Buck,
masturbating.
You are just silly as one of the big field hands out here.
Yeah.
Buck leans in to taste the cake. Eat the cake, Buck.
Just one piece.
Okay.
Not a fucking...
Just here.
No.
Just have a bite.
I'm not having a bite that fucking huge.
I can eat this.
That because you got a mouth that will take that.
Come on, Big Buck. You're 7 feet tall. Bell shows Buck how to do it.
Then dude.
Buck likes Bell's
you're
style.
You're getting yourself dirty, too.
Oh, I do declare this is good cake.
I'm not
Buck
eating.
Buck knows he
I'm
can
not
have
eating a huge slice. No
well, have as much
way.
As you can.
No fucking way.
Just have a bite then,
not
man.
A small bite, not fine. A big fucking massive bite.
Let me just put this in your mouth, Big Buck. Come
Big
here.
Buck reaches over, come opens over. His mouth.
It's all, come here, open your mouth.
That's
Big.
All a bunch of stuff. Big Buck.
Just open your mouth, Big Buck.
Don't put it in your hand, Big Buck. Oh, Big Buck. I do declare that got all over your fanny pack. Oh, Big
bunch
Buck.
Bunch of stuffing and shit.
How's it taste?
I don't like it.
Big Buck loves it.
I don't like it at all.
Would you like to come back to the
no.
plantation, Big Buck?
Sorry.
Would you like to check out Belle's toes, said Belle to Big
no,
Buck?
No, thank you.
Look at my toes. I do.
Sorry.
Declare. Would you like to have some cake off my toes, Buck?
Belle puts some lemon cake on her toes and puts it.
Fuck you! Fuck! You!
Perry, this is just for the shot.
It's mole play,
just
dude.
Just take the shot. It's mole play. Come on.
No, goddammit. I can't eat the fucking frosting. Get me regular cake.
Okay. Just
frosting is fucking bad
we'll
for
get
me.
Get rid of the frosting. How about frosting. Just the cake part?
Yeah.
Right, just right. The cake part. Belle takes just the cake part.
And all I can have is one bite.
That's all you
got. Or else I'll get the shits.
Oh, I do.
Big Buck eats the cake.
How do they
Bell's
just, have the,
feet.
Just have the rest? Just have the rest. Just have the rest. Just eat the.
No, I don't want it.
Oh, you put my foot in your mouth.
That's all.
And that was Mole Play.
Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play, Mole Play, let's play Mole Play. Mole Play!
Well, I got to tell you one thing. I give you a lot of credit, Perry.
The cake's pretty good.
You are a good actor, too. If you've got an assignment,
thank you.
You will do it.
I believed he was Big Buck.
I believed he was in love with my toes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, you know, we're heading towards the end of the show, and it's always kind of sad to say goodbye. This has been our second show at the new podcast network. Keep in mind, we really need advertisers. So if you want to make a fortune at your company, advertise with the Big Three Podcast.
Exactly. We do need those advertisers to help us out. You know, Coke companies, Toys R Us.
Yeah, that's going to happen. That's probably going to happen.
Vivid, Playboy, Penthouse, we need you, we.
Yeah. Also,
yeah, and some Wii games.
But if you don't have the money to be a big sponsor, keep in mind you can always help us out with a little donation on our website through PayPal. So do that. This next segment was always the highlight on the public access show, but on this, not so good. As a matter of fact, it might be the worst thing we do, and we may have to drop it at one point. It's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
You want to drop Perry's Corner?
Well, a lot of people are saying that it really brings the show
it's
down.
It's barely a corner anymore.
You never are prepared.
Because right now, what I'm going to be talking about is the women's that should have been on, you know, that should have been in my pants. Over there at the Windy City Heat over there.
You mean in a segment that should have been during Guy Talk? No, you're not going to do that. I want to hear your prepared little thing that you were supposed to do for Perry's Corner. It's not that hard. You prepare something, you talk about anything.
Okay. You want to hear my impression of Perry's Corner?
What's that?
Okay, go ahead. You introduce me.
All right, Mo, we'll do that. It's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Yeah, I really don't have anything prepared. I don't have anything prepared at all. Now ask me why.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm tired, you guys. I'm tired, and my neck hurts, and my arm, and I'm just tired, and I didn't know.
Well, that was Perry's Corner.
I knew.
It's Perry's Corner.
All right, now you do it.
I still know.
All right, so let's try to
my
get...
My arm still hurts.
Stop,
my neck
Perry,
still hurts.
And you're
Perry,
still tired.
Stop.
Let I'm me not tired.
Perry, shut up.
So tell us what happened with the sunbather.
Let's introduce again. Here it is. It's time once again for Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
All right. You want to talk about the third floor outside balcony. All right. We're going to talk about the third floor outside balcony.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear what you and that guy did. I don't. I don't.
I'll tell you why.
Because you can't unhear it.
Because I
you don't can't unhear it. Stop it.
People don't
want to hear about the ins and outs and the whole thing.
Until
and the whole
you
thing.
Walked out onto
right.
the
okay,
fucking
sure.
patio.
Right. Fine. Right. Sure.
But now when I say this shit, people are going to know where we're at.
We don't have to say the location, you fucking moron. We're on the third floor. That's all you got to say. Go.
Over there.
Go.
Yeah, you know, we're not over here. We're over there. You know, yeah, yeah.
No, I don't know what the fuck.
Okay, what I'm talking about is over there, you know?
No, I don't.
I was up there, and then I came down here, and now I'm over there.
What are you doing?
I'm here. You're here.
Okay. This
I'm fucking around.
Yeah, well, it's pretty fucking
all right,
fucking
now.
Stupid.
About that fucking prick over there on that there balcony up there, I never saw him when I walked out. I walked out and went straight to the chair.
Straight,
sat down
right.
To the chair. Sat down in the chair.
Sashayed right
started,
over.
Started to check my messages on my fucking phone.
That's what
phone.
You call it. That's what you call it.
That's right. That's what I call yeah. it. Checking my messages
oh,
on my phone.
Gross.
Gross. Do we want you to leave now or
no,
later?
Is this your corner, Perry?
Well, you know what? No, we're talking about the fucking roof.
All right, but is this your corner? Is this what you're going to do in your corner?
Even Nick says, did you prepare for your corner today? And I says, not yet.
Yeah. And you are now here and it's not prepared at all.
And, you know, I got to prepare myself at least a day early when I have a clear head.
All right. Forget it. This is as stupid as anything I've ever seen. And this is why we made drop right. Perry's Corner. That was it. Perry's Corner.
It's Perry's Corner.
Well, boy, the time really goes by fast, and that was a terrible corner, Perry. I want to thank.
I've got to say something about my corner, okay?
What?
First off, yes, I've been a bad boy. I've been a real, real bad boy, and I'll tell you why. I've got three broads I don't know what to do with. I got Terry down in the South Bay. I've got Kiko in the marina. I've got four chicks. Carol slash her niece. Heather. Yeah.
By the way, if I can just say one thing, you recently went out to dinner with somebody. Who'd you go out to dinner with?
Yeah, I went to dinner. Well, with Terry or with Kiko?
I don't know who you went out to dinner with. That's what I'm asking about.
I was with Kiko the other night, and I was with Terry about a week ago.
Well, boy, am I glad you mentioned that during Guy Talk, the place you could have easily mentioned that. So I guess
we should have, huh?
Yeah, I guess we'll have to find out next week. I would like to
I can't wait to find out next week. Especially about Kiko.
You know what this is? This is what they call a cliffhanger. So next week, we're going to find out about Perry's ladies. I would like to thank Mary Jane for doing it.
Thanks, Mary Jane.
Unbelievably special job. She is truly the best. I want to thank Eric Moreno for coming in and helping us out with sound today. Perry, Mole, it was a good show. I'm glad you were here. Did you have fun today, Mole?
I sure did.
All right, Perry.
I never have fun at this fucking place. You know that.
All right, well, let's put it in here, guys. Here we are. We are the
Big Three.
All right.
Bye, Eddie.
See you next week.
I know you're out there, buddy.
Don't forget, $10 shout-outs. Advertise with us. Give us some money through PayPal if you want to make a donation. Please help. Goodbye.
Zanzibar.
TPN, simply done.